Parkside, Sask. Something that we missed attending since COVID hit was the Gardenscape trade show in Saskatoon. We were very happy to attend it again this year. We had a great time, made lots of new friends, found a couple of new artists to join us as vendors for our events, and despite the dreaded lily beetle being everywhere, actually sold some lily bulbs. Last year, our friend, Malcolm Jenkins, sold his Canadian Tire business in October and entered a well-deserved life of retirement. As a result, we had to find a new source of annuals and trees, shrubs. Our manager, Janie Denton, started a large variety of annuals in her home and greenhouse, which she donated to the nursery. We were fortunate to have a contract with Kathy Alexander's Alexander Greenhouse of Holbein to supply us with a variety of her annuals. It made a good start to the season. One more thing we needed to source was some fruit trees, and shrubs. We received contact information for Byland Nursery from our old Canadian Tire contact, so we placed our order with them and received a supply to sell throughout the season. When you come to the nursery for a visit, make sure to check out the gift shop and some of the great honeywood and artisan items that have been added to our jelly stock. While you are there, pick up your ticket for our raffle items. First prize is a basket filled with honeywood goodies, second prize is a beautiful lap or baby quilt, and prize is a honeywood branded crib board. Tickets are only $2 each or 3 for $5. Draw to be made at our A Touch of Autumn on September 15th. As we have done over the years, we applied for the Canada Summer Jobs Grant to help with wages for two summer staff. We were successful once again and hired Rebecca, who started on May 6th and is working Janie looking after potted plants, gardens, visitors and weeding. Ryan started July 2nd and is working with Mark, pruning trees, mowing and maintaining the grounds. Something new this year was two workshops Janie organized. The first was a succulent bowl workshop held May 14th and a cactus succulent workshop June 4th. This April we were contacted by Tanya from the small family-owned Common Sense Seeds of Calgary. They offered us seeds of the Burt Porter Early Brook Packed Tomato. Of course, we accepted. A plus was seeds of a yellow tomato called Yellow Fireworks from Saskatchewan breeder Stan Zabrowski. Janie promptly started them and offered them for sale this spring. It is exciting to have Burt's tomato growing at the nursery once again. This spring, we were invited to attend the Art in the Garden trade show held at Christopher Lake. Janie and her hubby Lee packed up an assortment of perennials and some gift shop items and joined the group at Christopher Lake on June 7th. They had a good day despite not the best weather. As is always the case, there is maintenance to do on the buildings at the nursery. Mark has been working on the Porter Log House over the last few years and is planning to continue with that project this year. The gazebo and office, washroom buildings both need to be sanded and restained. Lilies in Bloom, our first event of 2024, was held July 21st. We had a nice selection of vendors with some new ones joining our regulars, offering a great selection of creations. We will host A Touch of Autumn September 15th. We greatly appreciate all the tremendous support, both from donations and by the volunteers, that we have received throughout the years. Without the help of you, our friends and neighbors, Honeywood would not be the great place it is today.